Vermonters say they want to address climate change, but there is often resistance to building renewable energy projects, especially wind turbines on ridgelines or solar panels on farmland. As VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, a new VPR poll shows how deeply divided Vermonters are when it comes to energy issues.
If you want an idea of just how divided the state is when it comes to siting renewable energy projects, consider this. In the latest VPR poll, a whopping 67% say they somewhat or completely trust the Public Service Board, which is a three-member panel that issues state permits for energy projects. But in a second poll question, only 12% say the board should have the final say on where wind power generators are placed. So how can more than two-thirds of the 650 people who are polled say they trust the board, but not enough to make decisions about where wind turbines should be built?
The Public Service Board has not lost the faith or the trust of the people. It's just that their preference would be to have the decisions more local.
Rich Clark is director of the Castleton Polling Institute, which conducted the poll for VPR.
Vermonters tend to think very well of their state government. But if you look there, they prefer the local to the state.
That statewide debate over who should make decisions about energy projects played out in the legislature earlier this year. In the end, towns were given a seat at the table during the planning process, but the final decision on energy projects still rests with the Public Service Board. Karen Horn is director of public policy and advocacy with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. Horn works with select boards and planners across the state, and she says those VPR poll numbers bear out the frustration and tension she's hearing from her members over the new law.
They believe that we need to move towards renewables, and they understand the threat that climate change is. We also need consideration of the localized impacts of those projects. There are global issues and there are localized issues, and really the best decision-making process addresses both of those.
But how to address that decision-making process gets muddier when you drill down into the VPR poll numbers even more. Respondents were almost evenly split between allowing landowners to make decisions about wind projects and giving the community final say. In that same question, in which only 12% say they want the Public Service Board making decisions on industrial wind, 39% say it should be up to the landowners to decide what to do on their own property. About 34% say the community should be allowed to vote a wind project up or down. So when you consider the survey's 3.9% margin of error, Vermonters are almost evenly split between giving landowners or the community authority to make decisions about wind projects. And in what appears to be an argument for property rights, 57% of the respondents who lean Republican want to leave it up to the property owners. Among those who lean to the left, a majority of about 42% say it should be up to the community and not the landowners. Henry Guyon lives in East Montpelier, and he participated in the poll. Guyon says towns should be able to vote on energy projects, and he thinks a new model that distributes the profits from energy development could make everybody happy.
Well, I think if the wind turbines and solar were made public utility and the towns that they were put into could profit off the solar and wind installations, then towns would be incentivized to put them in.
The VPR poll also reveals splits among different regions in the state. In Chittenden County, where the densely populated communities in and around Burlington aren't likely to see proposals for large wind projects, 17% trust the Public Service Board enough to make decisions about wind turbines. That's higher than the statewide response, and almost twice the percentage in southern Vermont, where developers want to build the state's largest wind project. Mark Whitworth is with Energize Vermont, a group opposed to industrial wind development.
When the issue is an abstract issue, it's easier to support what the state is doing. Certainly the people in Swanton, the people in the Kingdom, the people in Windham and Grafton are experiencing direct impacts of our energy policies, and they've become much more educated about it, and I think they're far more critical of the way the state is going about energy development and the way the state is going about responding to climate change.
Climate change and energy issues are important to Vermonters, the poll shows. But the issues that affect people's wallets are also a top priority. Taxes, jobs, and the economy were selected by about one quarter of the respondents who were asked what lawmakers should focus on when they return to Montpelier next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.